Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today praising your name, worshiping you, thanking you for your goodness and for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you for forgiving our sins, Lord, as we confess them to you. And thank you, Lord, for forgetting those sins, for removing them as far as the east is from the west. Your word says that you will remember them no more. Thank you, Father, for your great grace and your mercy. And thank you, Father, for Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who by dying on the cross of Calvary and shedding his blood for us, we now can have forgiveness of sins and be able to stand in your presence today, clothed in his righteousness. Praise the Lord. Worthy are you to receive our praise. Truly you are worthy, O Lord, to receive our praise and our adoration. Thank you, Lord, for this time of worship and praise today. Father, I lift up those that may be listening today that may be struggling in their lives, in their relationship with you. They've confessed their sins to you, Lord, but they just can't let go of them. Help them realize the extent of your mercy and grace today, so that they might come into your presence clothed in Christ's righteousness and worship you and to praise your holy name with us here on A Call to Worship. Father, this program is for you. We are here to worship you and to praise you. And this is holy ground, Lord. We are standing on holy ground, for where the Lord is, it's holy. Thank you, Father, for loving us with an everlasting love and for putting in our hearts a desire to worship you today. We are standing in your presence, dear Lord, and this is Holy Ground. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. And now let me share with you a portion of Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. Verses 1 through 8. O God, you are my God. earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me.
How rich I am since Jesus came my way. Redeemed my soul and turned my night to day. How very rich, how very rich I am. Such peace and joy I never knew before, and countless blessings from his boundless store. How very rich, how very rich I am. There's a greater glory in a sunset, a brighter twinkle in a star. More music in a singing bird by far. All things have changed. My eyes once blind can see. The whole wide world is now a symphony. And with all this, heaven is my destiny. How rich I blind can see, and the whole wide world is now a symphony. And with all this, heaven is my destiny. How rich I am. Thank you. his name, there is no other name. The one who is eternally the same, there is no other name. The first and last beginning and the end. He was the king who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus. No other name but Jesus. Power in the precious name of Jesus. He created all that is with his own hand. And yet the smallest need he understands. There is no other name. The one who said, I am the great I am. And then he gave himself a sacrifice for man. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus.
Listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from the Bill Gaither Vocal Band their song entitled No Other Name But Jesus. Right now in the background, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, a wonderful medley of songs beginning with My Tribute, To God Be the Glory. Later on, we'll be hearing Let's Just Praise the Lord, and we'll wind up with the song God is so good. Coming up later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about how our Lord not only forgives our sins, He forgets them as well. We'll have a wonderful song by the Christ Church Choir and Orchestra all about how the Lord forgives us and then forgets our sins. You remember what He says in Jeremiah 31:34? He says that He's not going to remember our sins any longer. Once we confess our sins, turn from our wicked ways, He forgives our sins. And in the New Testament it says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and He is just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means He forgets those sins. They're gone as far as the east is from the west. I know a lot of people, maybe me once in a while too, I remember those sins that I committed in the past, and I get feeling guilty, and Satan reminds me of those. And I have to keep reminding myself that those sins have been confessed to God. I have confessed the sins. He has washed them away as far as the east is from the west, and they're no longer there. And we'll be sharing later a wonderful devotional by Max Lucado, simply entitled, He Forgot. I want to thank you for worshiping with us each week, and also for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. We don't mention it much, but we do remind you each week. It's sort of like taking an offering in a church. We can't continue unless you pray for us and you help us out financially. So your tax-deductible gifts are very important to us. And you can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I'll have that address for you a little later and also at the end of the program. Now, you can find that address and all that information about Call to Worship on our new website at www.calltoworship.us. On that website, I've posted today's playlist listing all the songs and the artists, even the album information from which I've taken the songs. Also on that website, you can find out where this program is aired all over the country, 360 stations, over 380 releases every weekend. I post some of the thoughts that we've shared in the past, some of the readings and devotionals. And, of course, I posted the scripture today, the first 8 verses of Psalm 63. It's all there on the website. Hope you'll stop by and visit us. And, by the way, 2 important things. You can make a contribution by way of the Internet as well. It'll save you a stamp. It's easy. It's safe. And it would really help us out. And the other thing is you can actually listen to Call to Worship anytime you want. Like today's program, we posted it on the website. It will stay on there until next Sunday. So anytime this week, if you want to go back and worship with us again, or maybe some week you missed the program on Sunday, you can go to the website and actually listen to the complete program in its entirety right there on the website. So stop by and visit us at www.calltoworship.us. And that mailing address one more time, Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Let's get back to this wonderful medley now with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the song, Let's Just Praise the Lord, and then we'll wind up with God is So Good.
His blood I am made clean, and I now can know Him face to face. By His power I have been raised, hidden now in Christ by faith. I will praise the glory of His praise.
By His grace I
by His grace I am redeemed, by His blood I am made clean, and now I can know Him face to face. Steve Fry and the Maranatha Singers singing for us here on A Call to Worship. And now from the book by Max Licato entitled God Came Near, published by Multnomah Press. Today I was thanking the Father for His mercy and began listing the sins that He had forgiven. One by one I thanked God for forgiving my stumbles and tumbles and sins. My motives were pure and my heart was thankful, but my understanding of God was all wrong. It was when I used the word remember that it hit me. Remember the time I was about to thank God for another act of mercy, but I stopped. Something was wrong. The word remember seemed displaced. It was an off-key note in a sonata, a misspelled word in a poem. It was a baseball game in December. It just didn't fit. Does he remember? Then I remembered. I remembered his words from Jeremiah 31:34, where he says, "And I will remember their sins no more." Wow! Now that is a remarkable promise. God doesn't just forgive, he forgets. He erases the board, he destroys the evidence, he burns the microfilm, he clears the computer. He doesn't remember my mistakes. For all the things he does do, this is one thing he refuses to do. He refuses to keep a list of my wrongs. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That's the key. I need to confess my sins. And when I do, he refuses to keep a list of my wrongs. When I ask for forgiveness, he doesn't pull out a clipboard and say, "But I've already forgiven him for that 516 times. He just doesn't remember. Remember what the psalmist says in Psalm 103, verse 12? "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." And listen what it says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." No, he doesn't remember, but I do, and you do. You still remember. You're like me. You still remember what you did before you changed. In the cellar of your heart lurk the ghosts of yesterday's sins. Sins you've confessed, errors of which you've repented, damage you've done your best to repair. But you still remember, even though you've been forgiven. And though you're a different person today, the ghosts still linger. And though you've locked the basement door, they still haunt you. They still float to meet you, spooking your soul and robbing your joy. With wordless whispers, they remind you of moments when you forgot whose child you really were. That horrid lie. That business trip you took away from home that took you so far away from home. The time you exploded in anger. Those years spent in the hollow of Satan's hand. The day you were needed but didn't respond. That date. That jealousy. That habit. Poltergeists from yesterday's pitfalls, spiteful specters that slyly suggest, "Are you really forgiven?" Sure, God forgets most of our mistakes, but do you really think he could actually forget the time that you... Well, as a result, your spiritual walk is a slight limp. Oh, you're still faithful. You still do all the right things and say all the right words. But just when you begin to make strides, just when your wings begin to spread and you prepare to soar like an eagle, that ghost appears again. It emerges from the swamps of your soul and causes you to question yourself. You can't teach a Bible class with your background. You, a missionary? How dare you ask him to come to your church? What if he finds out about the time that you fell away? Who are you to offer help? The ghost spews words of accusation, deafening your ears to the promise of the cross. And it flaunts your failures in your face, blocking your vision of the sun and leaving you in the shadow of a doubt. Now, honestly, do you think God sent that ghost to you? Do you think God is a voice that reminds you of those sins of the past that have already been confessed? Do you think God was teasing when he said, "I will remember your sins no more"? Was he exaggerating when he said he would cast out our sins as far as the east is from the west? Do you actually believe that he would make a statement like, "I will not hold their iniquities against them," and then rub our noses in them whenever we ask for help? Of course you don't. You and I just need an occasional reminder of God's nature, his forgetful nature. To love conditionally is against God's nature. Just as it's against your nature to eat trees and against mine to grow wings, it's against God's nature to remember forgiven sins. You see, God is either the God of perfect grace or he is not God, because grace forgets, period. He who is perfect love cannot hold grudges. If he does, then he isn't perfect love. but I do believe in His loving forgetfulness, and I believe that He has a graciously terrible memory. Think about this. If He didn't forget, how could we pray? How could we dare enter His presence if the moment He saw us, He remembered all of our pitiful past? How could we enter His throne room wearing the rags of our selfishness and gluttony and sins? We couldn't, and we don't. Think about this powerful passage from Paul's letter to the Galatians, and watch your pulse rate. You're in for a thrill, because he said, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." That's right. We have put on Christ. We are clothed with the righteousness of Christ. We have no righteousness of ourselves. All of our good works are as filthy rags, much less our sins. We have no hope without Christ. So when we put on Christ, God looks at us, but He doesn't see us. He sees His Son, the Lamb of God. He sees Jesus Christ. You see, we wear Him. We are hidden in Him. We are covered by Him. As the song says, "Dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne." Presumptuous, you say? Sacrilegious? It would be if it were my idea, but it isn't. It's God's. We are presumptuous not when we marvel at His grace, but when we reject it. And we're sacrilegious not when we claim His forgiveness, but when we allow the haunting sins of yesterday to convince us that God forgives, but He doesn't forget. Do yourself a favor. Accept the truth that when you confess your sins, God not only forgives you of your sins, He also forgets them and removes them as far as the east is from the west. Heavenly Father, I thank You so very much for forgiving all of my sins. And there are times, Lord, when I have a difficult time in forgiving myself because I remember those sins. But help me understand the truth of Your mercy and grace, Lord, that when You have forgiven my sins, You said You would remember them no more, and that You have removed them as far from me as the east is from the west. Help me understand this truth and the joy that can come from knowing that You not only have forgiven my sins, but You have forgotten them as well.
It's so easy to say, "I forgive you," but forgetting is the hardest. He could be that kind of friend. On the cross He took my place, so my sins He could erase. He forgives and forgets. I stand before Him holy. He canceled my forgives and forgets.
Isn't that a thrilling concept? Our Heavenly Father not only forgives our sins, but He forgets them as well. Praise God for His grace and His mercy to us. Well, thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. It's a pleasure to come into your homes or your cars or wherever you happen to be and just lead you in a time of worship. And I hope it's been effective and worthwhile for you today. I want to thank you for your letters as well and for your financial help of Call to Worship. Your tax-deductible gifts keep us going every week, and I do so appreciate your support. My address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. That address and a lot of other great information is available on our website at www.calltoworship.us. Come back again next time, won't you, for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And don't forget, Call to Worship is a production of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry. Now let's wind up our time together with the Don Marr Singers and this old favorite song, Amazing Grace.